Hi, this is Dave Kale. You know, at its most fundamental level, business is always and only about three things: money, people, and systems. Now, there's a huge body of content revolving around money in business. Lots of books have been written, and lots of consultants' careers have been advanced in the pursuit of a wiser use of money. A whole population of professionals, bookkeepers, accountants, CPAs, etc., have come into practice to deal effectively with money. When it comes to people, as an element in business, there is an equally impressive body of knowledge and infrastructure. Lots of books have been written, YouTube videos created, seminars developed, and consultants' careers enhanced by our constant quest to hire, manage, and develop good people. The field of human resources is, of course, primarily devoted to that pursuit. So there's a lot of stuff out there on money. There's a lot of stuff out there on people. When it comes to systems, however, there's not nearly the quantity and quality of conversation. And yet, effective systems are, at the very least, just as necessary for the growth and health of a business as good people and adequate funds. Good systems are where the company's financial assets intertwine with the people to produce results. Now, often a company's financial or people woes are really a symptom of poor systems. You know, we've all heard the analogy of the business necessity of getting the right people on the right seats in the bus. You know, before you get the right people in the right seats, you have to have the bus. And the bus needs to have identified seats for people. And systems are like the bus. Without effective systems, there's no place for anybody. If your business is going to be effective, you must create effective systems so that you have the right places for the right people. Now, there's a fundamental principle at play here. Systems define the behavior of the people who operate within those systems. Effective systems make good people better. Poor systems encourage the worst in people. Now, let me give you a couple examples. First, from a macro perspective, you know, for years, the USA and the USSR were in competition with one another. Their populations were roughly equal. And because of the massive size, you know, I think it's fair to assume that the distribution of talents and abilities were roughly equal. Their access to natural resources was roughly equal. Yet, one of those two nations far exceeded the other in economic activity, personal freedom, human expression, and quality of life. What was the difference? Well, the difference were the systems. The systems that govern the life of the citizens. One system encouraged individual initiative and excellent performance, and the other did not. And people responded in kind to the pressure of the system in place. Systems dictate the behavior of the people who operate within those systems. Now, here's an example. So that's an example on a macro basis. Here's a micro basis. For years, my wife and I were foster parents, and over the years, we have 19 foster children. Almost all came from traumatic home situations and were emotionally upset and out of control. And I would watch my wife impose our system on them. On the first day in our home, she would lay down the rules of the system. Here's your bedroom. You will sleep in a bed and not in the closet or on the floor. Here's the bathroom. You will wash your face and brush your teeth before you greet the family. Here's the kitchen table. You will eat sitting in a chair with silverware when the family eats, etc., etc. And the system came down. Wham! You know, system came down on these kids. And the behavior change was predictable. Within a few days, a new child would catch on and begin to modify his or her behavior to fit within the system. And that began their healing process. Now, as a consultant, I've personally and contractually worked with over 600 different companies. And out of that experience, I've formulated a principle for making positive changes within an organization. Change the system, and you change the behavior of the people who operate within that system. Let me repeat. Change the system, and you change the behavior of the people who operate within that system. As a consultant, I was often able to make significant changes in a company's growth and profitability without even meeting most of the people by analyzing and refining the system. So now to extend the analogy, before you get the right people on the bus, the engine on the bus must be well tuned. The bus must have good tires. The bus must be mechanically sound. Bus must have the right number of seats and be headed in the right direction. You see, the system makes the behavior of the people so much more effective. Now we have a great example of the importance of effective systems when we look at creation around us. You know, at every level, from the way atoms come into and out of existence and interact with one another at the tiniest levels, to the ecosystems that arrange and order life on the planet, to the movement and relationship of stars and galaxies and constellations, everywhere we look, we see systems. The Creator did not just create stuff, but He arranged that stuff into systems to empower its continued existence and development. I've concluded that creating, implementing, and forever improving powerful business systems is the highest and best use of executive time and talent. Well, what does it mean to create a system? It means that you have asked and answered this question. What is the best way to do this? Whatever this is. Now, not only have you answered it, but you've documented the answer. You've typically flow charted the process. You've hired the right and trained the right people to operate the system. You've created appropriate tools to facilitate the process. And then you've measured and managed the system regularly, and you tweak it continually. That's what it means. So, you know, the first question, I guess, is what efforts within a business should be systematized? Well, understand it takes time and resources to create an effective system, and it is, therefore, it's unwise to attempt to systematize everything. Any process or tasks that are important, sophisticated, and repeated should be systematized. Important, sophisticated, and repeated. Now, important means just that, but it's relative. You know, someone at the executive level needs to prioritize the areas to be systematized. You start out with the highest priority issues, and when you finish them, you might find that others, which at first you deemed unimportant, have now risen to the top of the list. So you continually work at the highest priority issues until such time you reach a level of granularity that just isn't worth executive time and resources. So important, you decide what's important. Sophisticated, what that means is the process to create this thing, whatever it is, involves multiple steps and often multiple people. So operating a punch press to stamp out metal parts is probably too simple a task to address. However, moving a piece of steel from the warehouse through production to the finished goods inventory is a much more sophisticated set of tasks, probably involves multiple people, probably involves a variety of tools and equipment. That's why it's often the first process to be systematized. So important, number one, number two, sophisticated, number three, repeated. Now that means that you do it over and over again. So if you build a new building to house your company, for example, that's probably a one-off task. While it's important and sophisticated, you probably aren't going to do it again for a while, so it should not be systematized. If, however, you're in the business of building office buildings, then that's a repeatable process and should be systematized. So where to now? Well, there's an extensive list of things that need to be examined and considered. To shine a light on implementing effective systems within our business, we'll save those for a later podcast. For now, just begin to think about the prospect of improving the systems within your business. Not money, not people, systems. No business rises to the level of sustainability and growth without effective systems. Okay, that's it. Bye-bye.